I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today's stories, religious freedom and the gospel in the MENA region. There's a disturbing persecution update, but there's also a good news update. Later on, we'll have some encouragement from faithful believers. First, on Tuesday, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom released a report with troubling news. Only one church remains in Algeria. It goes to show the increasing persecution of Algerian Christians. Younathan with A3 says a well-known Algerian pastor has been falsely accused of threatening national security.
He's never done anything wrong in terms against the law, but it's just the fact that he's a Christian. He proclaims his faith, but also speaks about the right to exist as Christians in Algeria, and that the government doesn't like that.
Yet there's encouragement. Younathan works specifically among North African Muslims, trying to share the gospel with them.
Over now the few years, we have seen people becoming disillusioned with Islam because they realize that Islam or the Quran has a lot of lies, and many other people are quitting Islam because they think there is another option and they have a choice. And if they have this choice, then they would likely to accept Christianity, accept Jesus, because he offers love, he offers opportunities for their life. And also, there are a number of things that are in the Bible that is attractive for Muslims.
Pray for Algerian Christians' faithful witness in persecution. Next, let's look at a potential blind spot in many churches in the United States. Compared to a survey from 5 years ago, Protestant churches today are less likely to be providing spiritual support for people dealing with addiction or substance abuse. That's from a Lifeway research study done in 2023. Brandon Bauer with the Lighthouse says about the Body of Christ,
"It is designed by God to be the place for broken and hurting people to find refuge and hope. And we have bought into the lie that we can't help people with deep, dark problems, and we've got to send them to the professionals."
But the Word of God tells us it's living and active. The Spirit uses it to transform people's lives.
I think we just need to reclaim some of the boldness that the early church had. We need to not be afraid to share our faith, to love on people who are different than us, who are broken, who are destroyed by a sinful world.
Bauer says some believers may need to start by repenting of closed hearts against broken people. Addiction is rampant in the U.S. If you or your church don't know how to respond, the Lighthouse has launched a new resource called What Do I Do Now?
It's the guide to help those who love someone with an addiction know how to deal with them.
We'll connect you at our website. And the Body of Christ looks different in different parts of the world. Freedom to Lead International comes alongside believers in North Africa and the Middle East in the unique challenges that they face. Michelle Sessoms with Freedom to Lead says,
"We talk about cultivating competent, Christ-centered leaders through story, symbol, and song to unleash their potential for impacting local communities with the whole gospel."
Michelle points out a missing piece in common Western perceptions toward Muslim background believers.
The Muslim community is often seen as persecuted. You know, this is the persecuted church. I think what's missing is persecution is not their whole story.
Believers in the Middle East are grappling with how to lead and grow as churches and gospel witness, not just how to survive. Freedom to Lead facilitates conversations that Michelle says are especially poignant for Muslim background believers.
They need to have a community to come together to really like say, hey, how can we learn from each other on how we're leading in this specific context that is different in this part of the world?
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
They do live in difficult and dangerous places, and so we do want to honor that part of their story. And so praying that God will protect as they are bold witnesses for Christ.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. It paints a dynamic portrait of how God is using TWR, its partners, and media to transform individuals' lives. We hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.